This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 22, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the mid-40s. Governor Charlie Baker is seeking more state money for temporary housing to deal with the surge of migrants arriving in the state. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that Baker has filed a $130 million supplemental budget proposal to expand the emergency shelter system. Rockport Fire Department battled a brush fire yesterday in the vicinity of Johnson's Quarry off of Johnson Road and Pigeon Hill Street. According to the Gloucester Times, the fire appeared contained by about 2:45 p.m. yesterday afternoon. PBD Mayor Ted Betancourt is asking the City Council to approve an ordinance that would allow retail sales of recreational marijuana. The Daily Item reports that the city currently permits the sale of medical marijuana. The Holy Cow Ice Cream Cafe has picked up a National Ice Cream Award. The cafe has storefront locations in Gloucester, Peabody, and Salem. According to the Salem News, the award came from the North American Ice Cream Association contest in Fort Worth, Texas. The flavor Ritzy AF was named the Flavor of the Year, featuring Ritz Cracker Toffee Bark and Lemon Curd Ice Cream. Sports is next with Bill Newell.